It's a brisk Thursday night in September in Petersburg, South Harbor. The chill is already starting to set in, and the people are starting to pour out of town. Alex Deacon is the captain of the Rowetta, but tonight, she's also the master of ceremonies for an open mic on board.
Let us know what you need. We got all sorts of accommodations. Lots of debauchery, but good heathens we are. We don't have amps, but we have music and people want to play. So make yourself comfortable. There's instruments down there too. None of us are perfect. I encourage singing and, you know, the more ours, the better.
So, here we go.
Just encourage anyone who's brave enough to have a volunteer. Anybody? Anybody?
At Deacon's invitation, a handful of people start tuning their guitars, banjos, and mandolins. The Rowetta is an 80-foot wooden tenderboat painted black and white. It's used for moving seafood and ice between fishing grounds and the local processor, OBI Seafoods. The fish is stored in large holds below deck. But tonight, that space is for creating sound. Robin and Daniel Cardenas and Tegan Schwartz are the first to climb down into the hold. Spectators on deck can just see the tops of their heads. The music bounces off the metal walls, reverberating up and out towards the audience. The rest of the boat has a lot of character, too.
That is so great.
So what you're hearing there is our hot water heater.
That's Rowetta crew member Aaron Gore Reif, who is also Deacon's partner. He says the crew likes to think that all the creaks and pops the old boat makes is just her putting her 2 cents into the conversation.
She purrs.
Sometimes you'll be making a point, you know, you'll be explaining something and she'll go off. It's like, see, the boat agrees with me.
The Rowetta was built in 1931. In addition to fish and the occasional musician, she's held mail and freight in her hold throughout her long life.
We put out a house fire sometime in the late 30s with her deck hose.
Deacon says being a part of that legacy is important to her.
It's fun being part of that. I mean, you're talking about 96 years of different people maintaining this piece of machinery. We want to do the company and the history of the boat proud by carrying on the same, you know, habits.
But the Rowetta of today is breaking with the past in some ways. Deacon is proud to be one of just a handful of female captains in the local fishing fleet. And the crew is starting some new traditions, like the fishhold open mic. And they don't just host the music. They're making it, too.
I mean, there's a mixture of jazz, of country, of ragtime. The fun part about playing around with the musicians is your music kind of molds itself to something unexpected.
Gore Reif says the band is pretty resourceful. They like to use what they have on board.
What we like to do is we create a lot of junk instruments, you know, just instruments out of random things that you can put into someone's hands and anyone can pick it up, like the gut bucket.
True to its name, the gut bucket used to hold actual fish guts.
It had a job and now has a different job.
Now it's an instrument played by many who come aboard.
Pretty sure it's derived from the old washtub bass. It's just a way really to get music in people's hands with not needing a big fancy instrument.
It's very easy to build.
All you need is a 5-gallon bucket, a washer, any kind of string with some stretch to it, and a stick. And then just kind of find wherever you feel most comfortable pulling it and twanging it, and then you get this lovely thum.
In fitting with the Rowetta's DIY theme, Gore Reif uses an old cigarette lighter to pluck the string.
Hang on, I'll get you something you can write home about.
Deacon says the gut bucket is just one of many manifestations of the crew's creativity, fueled by life at sea. They all take turns practicing on wheel watch, the window of time when they're running their product to town, which typically takes 12 to 24 hours.
Alaska offers a vast amount of inspiration from the scenery, so it can really help with art. So I think some of my best music has come from being on a boat for too long.
And part of that's what spawned the idea of the open mic fishhold. That artistic space Deacon and her crew have cultivated is just a temporary one. The crew is hanging up their guitars and their buckets for the season. And their visitors say they'll miss being part of the weird little community around the Rowetta's fish hold.
Well, singing in a fish hold for an open mic night is pretty darn, it's pretty special. Doesn't seem like that happens very many places, right? Welcome to Alaska.
I want to tell you how happy I am to be playing music with all these folks down here on this boat.
Do you come here often?
Every time they got an open mic.
Why is that?
Well, because I love the fact that you can't always just go be yourself in a musical, artistic, creative environment. Here you can. Accolades.
Deacon says there's no rest for the useful. She and Aaron will spend the winter in Washington State retrofitting a short bus as a travel home. And the Rowetta will sit at the docks, songless, until summer returns. From the deck of the Rowetta in Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.